Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved one, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ramka, and we are delighted to be with you.
Right now, igniting the flow of mystical presence. This is such a beautiful show. I'm really excited about the show, Sri.
You know, imagine a life free from fear forever.
I love that. I love that.
Imagine a life free to be. Just to be.
Well, you know, when we harness our mystical presence, when we release the fear the third dimension wants to shower upon us, and oh my goodness, is the third dimension rich with fear right now, then what happens is that we move into kind of an energy, you know, this positive ignited flow, and it manifests our dreams. And remember, you are the master. You are the one who can do this. And so today we're going to be talking a lot about this, how to do this, how to live in it, how to get stable in it in a world that's trying to be, let's face it, a little topsy-turvy.
Well, the world is not trying. The world is topsy-turvy. You know, the one thing the world's not doing is trying to get stable. The outer world, the world of experience, is a co-creative soup of chaotic energies that are jumbling and jockeying and competing and dancing together. And these energies have a way of whipsawing individuals who are seeking to lift through them. And it's important we understand that that use of words, because the energies are like an atmosphere all over the planet. And to find true peace, to find true joy, one needs to lift through these energies, not calm them, because calming them is impossible. The chaos and the different energies that I mentioned that are filled with fear or anger or hurt and all these other frequencies will always be there. And it would be virtually impossible to stop that. What isn't impossible is to simply lift it and be at peace. And that's how we ignite our flow.
Well, you know, talking about igniting flow, we are live and we are flowing in with some amazing people on the lines. I don't know if we're full yet or not, but remember, when you give us a call, you can jump in and ask for any soul readings, share us your information, your questions, whatever feels good for you. So let's talk about how to fine tune, how to move forward, how to fearlessly in the flow, how to ignite mystical presence. And you know, for all of you, I want to start with something that we have done for a very long time, something that we were given the blessing of. And it's called the mantra of self-ascension. And the mantra of self-ascension, many of you know, we talk about a lot. And you know, if you've not been to our website recently, go to sriandkira.com. Right on the homepage, you will mantra of self-ascension and learn more about it, because it's one of those deceptively simple yet powerful gifts that keeps us moving forward.
Some of the most powerful things in our lives can be said in just a couple of words, you know, and it's important to recognize that our brains overcomplicate the simplicity of our beings. Joy is a three-letter word. It doesn't take a whole lot of explanation. When we understand what joy is, and meaning when we have touched that frequency, then it's quite simple. And the mantra of self-ascension is a way of stabilizing ourselves to be a foundational place of true being.
You know, it really is. And mantra of self-ascension is four lines, yet these four lines are a harmony. They really are a harmony. And when we ignite, and today's show is about igniting. And so we've put together a little surprise for you today. And we want to be able to open and most likely close the show in the harmony of the mantra.
Now, the mantra of self-ascension is four simple lines. And one of our students had a lovely inspiration to set those four simple lines to music.
And she did such a beautiful job. And by the way, you can find us again at our website. It's firstshankira.com. But what we want to do right now is we want to kind of bookend the show with the energy of flow and divine inspiration. So we want to invite you right now, if it's safe to do so, and if you're online waiting for me soul reading or to offer us a question, you get to listen while you're holding. But give yourself the gift right now, if you can, to just relax and to open up into, excuse me, if it's safe to close your eyes, please do so, and open up into the divine energy of your auric field.
And so as you sense your auric field, that's that energy that surrounds your body. Just be in that place of soft focus, sensing the energy around your body. And then in a moment, we're going to play this lovely song, the Mantra of Self-Ascension song, and just notice the charge. Notice how you feel.
So we invite you to relax, close your eyes, allow your breath to be easy, and just begin to relax into listening to the mantra of self-ascension. Breathe and notice. Take a breath and feel the energy of your heart, feel the energy of your aura, feel the energy around you. When we dive into our mystical presence with sincerity, with love, and with the presence of divine focus, miracles manifest.
Absolutely. And there is more than one way to move into that zone. The mantra of self-ascension is four simple lines, as you may have noticed. I am here. I am ready. I am open.
Guide me.
And those four lines can be repeated until you move into that zone, that place of the I am energy. And whether you say it fast, whether you say it slow, whether you say it loud, whether you say it soft, all of that is personal choice.
And it is a very valuable tool because it sends an energy signal. It sends a signature out to the universe that says, I am here commanding my light. I am coming forward with the energy of the master. Thereby, my life is ready to be ignited with divine flow. Now, you know, Sri, as we've ignited with the opening of the mantra of self-ascension, and remember, we're going to bookend it. We're going to play it for you again at the end of the show because there is a magic. I bet a lot of you are already hearing it over and over again in your head because there's a magic when we sink into the spaciousness of these mantras and really allow it to come forward for us. So why don't we sink into the spaciousness of some of our beautiful callers?
Let's say hello to some of the people that have called in. And remember, when a line clears, that's your signal to pick up the phone and capture it.
Exactly. If it's your day to get on, you'll get through.
We're going to begin at line one, and we'll say hi to Donna from Colorado.
Namaste, Donna. Welcome.
Hi. How are you guys today?
Oh, we're delighted to be here with you.
Well, I thank you so much for taking my call. And I was just wanting a little mini soul reading today. I've been doing some of your classes and just want to know where I'm at. Thank you.
Well, thank you. You know, first and foremost, Donna, I just want to share with you that it's really interesting. When I connect with you, it's like you're sitting on green grass. There's this beautiful green energy that's very much around your feet. And what's happening is that Archangel Raphael is also kind of spinning around you right now. And what Raphael is saying is that the grass is growing, meaning that everything is starting to harvest. Everything is coming together. And it's like he's showing me you running through the grass, and it's sunny, and it's summery, and it's vibrant. And he's saying that everything is healing. The grass is growing. And before you know it, there will be so much around you, you'll wonder what to do with it. And so I would encourage you to call out to Raphael if you're not already. I would encourage you to relax into knowing that everything you're doing is already manifesting and about being patient with how it comes forward in your life right now. So thank you for calling today.
Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste, dearest one.
Well, you know, the fact that all the grass is growing means that there's sunlight in that.
Sunlight and growth, you know, and green growth, which is a very powerful, powerful energy. And, you know, talking about, you know, sunlight and all those beautiful things, we have Jean from Hawaii. And so line number two. Hi, Jean.
Hi, how are you both?
Oh, we are just delighted to be here saying hi to you, Angel.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I love you guys. You do so much for so many. I really appreciate everything. I'm just calling today to ask for a mini soul reading. Going through some challenges.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I can share with you is immediately, even before you said I'm going through some challenges, as you were just even saying, I'm looking for a mini soul reading, this huge, like, neon sign popped up around you in white, like, fiery letters, and it says trust. Saying that you are, it's like you're being universe. Well, namaste, Beloved angels, we are here, we are ready, we are open, and guide us.
I hope you enjoyed the little pause. It's a moment of awareness.
You know, it really is. And you know, our down here in Uruguay, we're very, very blessed to have an amazing internet system. But, you know, I think all of you might be aware of the fact that Sri and I live 100% off grid. And we happen to be in the middle of a fairly dark, rainy day.
And our internet is wireless, and so right now we're seeing some interruptions in the signal. So we'll just trust that everything's going to flow well, and we'll enjoy the connection we do have.
Indeed. And so we were on with Jean from Hawaii right before we got interrupted. Jean, are you still there?
I am. Oh, my goodness. I did
well,
hear
look at how much energy you
trusting.
Have. I'm sorry, honey?
I didn't hear anything after you said it was about trust.
Well, I have to say, if there was a divine timing for us to cut out, that would have been it. Well, how beautiful is that?
I don't know what other advice you had attempted to give me, but that's all I heard.
Well, here's the rest of what they wanted you to hear is that this energy of trust is about a demonstration of your empowered clarity. That they're saying the challenges that are going on in your life right now are about, they're only going to be there until you take charge of them instead of letting them take charge of you. And that if you trust the energy that's flowing through you and give yourself the gift of just this extra kind of outspokenness, they're saying that the resolutions will be fast, they'll be kind, and it will enter a whole new chapter of your experience, your life experience. So it's really quite a beautiful time for you to call in. And I absolutely am giggling, Jean, that truly, if there was a moment for us to cut out, it would have been right after we asked you to trust.
Exactly. Also, thank you so much for the beautiful song to the mantra of self-ascension. I have known that mantra for 10 years, but this is the first time I've actually cried hearing those words.
Well, thank you for sharing that. And again, if you go to our website, sriandkira.com, right on the homepage, you'll see a button that says Mantra of Self-Ascension, and you can download that audio. It's on that page. It's our gift.
Oh, wonderful. I will do that. Yeah. Thank you again.
Thank you, Angel. Namaste.
Namaste.
And so here we are today, igniting our mystical flow, no matter what, Sri.
Well, no matter what.
No matter what the interruptions, no matter what the electronics, no matter what happens in your life, you have a choice.
You know, one of the things that is really at the foundational level of understanding is, where do you place your attention? You know, when we were in a flow of the radio show and we lost our signal, it's a good example of, well, I was expecting to stay talking. I was expecting something different than
exactly
what happened. And in that expectation that is then interrupted, we experience some tension or anxiety, curiosity, shock, dismay, whatever the emotional experience is. And how normal that is. We are constantly projecting our expectations upon the fabric of reality. And the world is literally shaped in accordance with our desires as it mingles with the desires and projections of everyone else.
No kidding.
And so it is important to use every moment that you remember as a reminder that you're at choice.
And you have the power of choice in your hands all the time, not just part of the time. This is the blessing, is that we have the ability to ignite our flow because we are constantly flowing. You're awake right now. You are breathing right now. You are flowing right now. The question is, what are the choices you've made? What are you flowing with? When we stay and remain dedicated to the divine.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. and then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@SriandKiraRadio.com and check out more information at SriandKira.com. See you next week. Namaste.